Oregon beats Colorado by 59 points. Because it was Super Sunday, I tweeted out early that when it was 34 to whatever ridiculous score it was, I was like, would you take that prop bet now that if Oregon didn't score the rest of the way, they'd still win the game? You wouldn't, but my word. All right, we're running a tad tardy. It's crunch time. It's Monday. Let's wrap it up with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
You know what's bad? Right. What's so bad, the worst thing I've ever heard in my life?
What?
Super Bowl 53. Miserable. And let's start there. The big game from the weekend. The main event everyone was paying attention to, looking forward to what felt like months for it. Warriors versus Lakers. Many thought that LeBron James was going to suit up for this game, only his second back since injuring his groin back on Christmas Day against the Warriors, but he sat out for, quote, load management after one game. After one game, load management, he called it. This left the Lakers in the LeBronless hole they had been in for the last month, and they lost 110 to 115 as DeMarcus Cousins took the soul away from Kyle Kuzma with one of the bigger dunks of the year. How upsetting was it to not see LeBron play against the Warriors in primetime because of load management?
I guess if you were paying attention and actually cared and paid for a ticket, it was really distressing. I didn't pay attention to it for 1 second.
Really?
On Saturday night.
Did you see the Boogie Cousins dunk, though?
I did see that.
Oh,
I always get my highlights. So, like I said, if I could actually kind of put myself in the position of somebody who was looking forward to it, I would have said, A, real distressing, and B, really? You're going to have to come up with a new word? It's like when Popovich sat his big three a couple years ago, and on the paperwork, reason they're not playing, he put old.
Yeah. That could be it. Now to the big event that everybody was paying attention to in Oregon this weekend. The Portland Trailblazers trading for Rodney Hood. Blazers sent off a pair of second-round picks, 2021 and 2023, as well as the expiring contracts of Nick Stauskas and Wade Baldwin. Hood has started all 45 games this season for the Sad Valiers, averaging 12 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Hood likely adds some shooting guard depth to the Zers behind CJ McCollum. How big of an impact will this trade have on Portland?
Well, clear off the mantelpiece, along with that 77 championship, the 2019 championship. You want to know something? He's a nice player. He's an asset. They got him to hopefully put together for another deal. It's a minimal impact deal. It's a four.
All right. They're stealing the show, and then there's what happened on Sunday, a dominating performance by the Oregon Ducks women's basketball team as they demolished the Colorado Buffaloes, as we've talked about. At the end of the first quarter, the Ducks had only allowed 2 points. At half, they were up 54-13 and won 102-43. The Ducks' best offensive quarter came in the fourth when they scored 28th. It was also their worst defensive performance of the game. They gave up 21, Steve.
Ugh.
The Ducks are 10-0 in conference play. They're now third in the country. How dominant of a performance was this by Kelly Graves' team?
I think at a certain point, because you don't have the technicalities of baseball, it's a perfect game. It's over. After 10 minutes heading into the second quarter, you knew there wasn't even a remote snowball's chance in 70 hells of Colorado coming back. It's a 10. You won by 60.
They were up 21-2 at the end of the first quarter. You gave up 2 points.
It got worse. It went to 30-2, I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I have avoided it long enough. We haven't really talked about it all that much. Let's get to it. The big NFL event of the weekend, the biggest news of the weekend. The Oakland Raiders might have found a home for 2019. As you know, the Raiders are leaving for Las Vegas starting in 2020, but they forgot to re-up their lease at the O.co Coliseum for 2019. So the city of Oakland is suing the Raiders. They have no home, and now the NFL has to approve their potential move. to San Francisco. The Raiders are reportedly going to play at Oracle Park, formerly AT&T Park, for 2019, meaning that the only team playing in San Francisco this year could be the Oakland Raiders, as gross as that sounds. How important is it that the Oakland Raiders play football on a baseball diamond?
Well, considering they sent an email and some phone calls to their season ticket holders and said, you know what? We're calling you to tell you we got nothing. We don't know where we're playing, but we'll get back to you.
We'll figure it out.
This seems kind of important, so I'm going to grade it out an 8.
Also, they can't avoid ever playing games at the start of the year without playing, like, with a baseball field in the middle of your... I think they should add it to the one in Vegas, just so they can feel a little bit more at home. Not much left to say. Let's get to it. How horrible was Super Bowl 53?
I don't think it was horrible at all. I loved it. I enjoyed the game. I liked the defense. I liked the fact that it was a game with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. That's what I'm about. I could live with a pitcher's duel. I'm not... I don't need a 120-118 NBA final. I don't need 54-51. I'd rather have a competitive game. I thought it was compelling. I know a lot of people think I'm Chuckles the Clown, and I can live with that. So I gave the game an 8.
In my opinion, that sucked.